This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Wisconsin now has a patchwork of local restrictions on businesses and gatherings after Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order was thrown out by the state Supreme Court late Wednesday. In a 4-3 decision, the justices sided with Republican lawmakers and said Evers' Health Secretary designee, Andrea Palm, did not have the authority to extend the Safer at Home rules until May 26th. The court lifted the restrictions meant to curb the spread of COVID-19. During a press conference Thursday, Evers said the court made the wrong decision.
Republican legislatures have convinced four of our Supreme Court justices to throw our state into chaos.
In the absence of a statewide mandate, some cities and counties have put their own local restrictions in place. Others have not.
Instead of a comprehensive statewide approach to keep people safe, we're seeing municipalities around the state chart their own course. That means you might have to follow a different set of rules than your neighbors across the street. And if you own businesses in multiple locations or have employees who live in a different community than the one they work in, things are going to get very confusing very fast.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, the Republicans who took Evers' order to court, issued a statement saying they trust businesses to reopen in a safe manner. Some business leaders have been asking for a faster reopening of the economy in recent weeks. Steve Bass with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce said Thursday that eventually people were going to have to learn how to responsibly get back to work.
We were going to have the training wheels taken off of government mandates and government guidelines, and people were going to have to step into the brave new world of operating responsibly on their own. And so we've entered a new era of responsible freedom.
The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has safety guidelines that it's urging businesses to follow. But photos of some bars that opened Wednesday showed crowded tap rooms and limited mask wearing. Evers commented on those photos during his press conference.
There's very few certainties in this world of COVID-19, but this one is certain. The more people you put in a small space, the greater the chance are you're going to get the disease. And so if businesses don't do that or don't create opportunities for people to be physically distant from each other, it's going to be a problem.
Evers is working to implement new emergency rules to curb the spread of the virus, but those rules need to go through Republican lawmakers. Representative Voss and Senator Fitzgerald indicated in their statement that they might not want to implement emergency rules unless there's a surge in COVID-19 cases. Evers and Health Secretary designee Palm are still encouraging Wisconsinites to abide by safer at home guidelines. But for now, restrictions will depend on where you live. The city of Milwaukee and its surrounding suburbs acted quickly to issue directives similar to the former statewide order. Here's Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett.
We have seen what has happened in other parts of this country. We have seen what has happened in other parts of this world, where you have had a rush to reopen things, and what you ended up with was more death and more suffering. And that is exactly what we want to avoid.
The city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are loosening some restrictions, though. Salons, barbershops, and spas are allowed to reopen with limitations. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.